Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is just about 5:10, 71 degrees. Make sure you get outside, get yourself some vitamin D while the sun's still up. Enjoy the outside, go for a walk. Happy Earth Day. Make sure you get your time in nature in today. So there was an individual who happened to work for Governor Tim Walz. Yes, the former vice presidential candidate. Now, there's a lot of people who work for Tim Walz, so it's not really a direct connection, but come on now. He worked for the governor. He was arrested for vandalizing multiple Teslas, causing just above $20,000 in damage. And he started doing this just not long after Governor Tim Walz publicly cheered Tesla's falling stock. Again, coincidental, I'm sure, but something to be noted regardless. Well, he was arrested. He was identified. There are videos of all his vandalisms on these Teslas. Again, I believe there were seven altogether, causing $20,000 worth of damage in his rampage. The district attorney will not pursue criminal charges against the Minnesota State employee accused of vandalizing six Teslas. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office said Monday it would instead seek a diversion program in the case against 33-year-old Dylan Adams, who caused over $20,000 in damage in his rampage. Our main priority are that secure restitution for the victims and hold Mr. Adams accountable. As a result, we will file for pre-charge diversion to best facilitate both of those goals, District Attorney Mary Marinardi said in a statement posted by the Twin Cities Fox affiliate. This approach does allow for criminal charges later if Mr. Adams were to engage in a more vandalism. Now, this would be a felony charge in any other court in most places. This would be a felony charge. He would still have to pay restitution because he's a first-time offender. Maybe a short jail sentence, if any. A lot of times would probably be pled down to misdemeanor charges. But $20,000 in damage is not a small feat. Doing it to six different vehicles shows an ongoing intent. He will not have any criminal record if he goes through the diversion program, does not commit another crime, and basically get a pass for this. Now, they are stating that they will seek restitution, which will be part of that. He'll need to make restitution, which he would have had to do if he was charged as well. The police in this case are livid. The police chief came out and said, listen, my police department did their job. We got the evidence, we investigated this, we identified who the individual was, and we arrested him. What the district attorney does is on them. This just goes to show you, is that justice? Is that justice? Mr. Adams was arrested last week, and videos were shown during a news conference last Thursday of the suspect purportedly keying the electric-powered cars, mostly in downtown Minneapolis, while walking his dog. Tesla's come with a 360-degree cameras. It's called Sentry Mode. So anyone getting close enough to key them or perform some other acts of vandalism, automatic provides police with a video of the crime. Tesla, the vehicles, the dealership, and charging stations all have become a target for politically motivated violence by those on the left in the months since the company founder Elon Musk began backing President Trump. Mr. Adams is a state employee working as a data analyst on fiscal policy for the Minnesota Department of Human Services. His arrest came about a month after Governor Walz, his boss, said at a political rally, the stock price app that lets him watch Tesla lose value and thereby his own state's pension fund loses value, giving him a little boost during the day. Mr. Adams is not a political appointee and one of the 40,000 people who work for one or the other branches of state government, a Walz spokesperson told the New York Post last week. Minneapolis Police Department immediately distanced itself from the decision, like I told you, which quickly sparked outrage on social media. The Minneapolis Police Department did its job. It identified and investigated a crime trend, identified and arrested a suspect, and presented the case file to the district attorney's office for consideration of charges, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara said in a statement. Any frustration related to the charging decision of the district attorney should be directed solely at her office. Our investigators are always frustrated when these cases they poured their hearts into are declined. In my experience, the victims in these cases also feel the same, Chief O'Hara added. The FBI and Justice Department have said that they will treat attacks on Teslas as related facilities as domestic terrorism because of the strong possibility of a politically motivated actions. Should this individual be charged federally? There is no report here. Again, even with the statement from the governor's office saying he's one of, and I understand, he's one of 40,000 employees that work under the governor. The data analyst for the Department of Human Resources. Nothing the way in there says he'll be immediately suspended. Nowhere in there says he'll be terminated from his position because we find his actions abhorrent. Nowhere. Do you think while saying, well, listen, he's just one of 40,000 employees. He's not, you know, connected to the governor except in that capacity. But based on his actions, this employee's, and it does not fit in with the ethics of our office, the individual will be suspended without pay and investigated under our policies and procedures. None of that's in there. So if this individual commits $20,000 worth of damage, six different vehicles, gets caught, think about the amount. I mean, okay, he's going to pay restitution. Is he going to pay for the investigation, the hours it took to finally have him apprehended? And he gets a pass, diversion program. You can't make it up. You simply can't make it up. And where's the deterrent? I mean, just today, there were vandals vandalizing the Tesla dealership in Midtown Manhattan in New York City. And they show them spray painting the windows and vandalizing it. How is this not a sensitive location? How does the NYPD not at least, not maybe a detail, which is a few officers, but have one officer posted there? I mean, in my day with the police department, there was an officer posted in any sensitive location in the city. If there's something going on. I mean, it's known that there's ongoing issues with these facilities. Wouldn't it be proactive to say, hey, let's put a uniform officer out front or a car with two officers in it just as a visual presence as to not do this? Try to be proactive. Try to prevent it from happening. No, you see these couple of people spray painting the entire corner, both sides of this building. No interaction whatsoever. Because it's been shown time and time again that it's accepted. And even when they're caught, they get a slap on the wrist. Until they start facing the proper justice. There is no incentive to stop doing these things. Just like with the riots of the past, just like when they were burning cities down, when they were looting places, there was no incentive to stop. They were widespread dropping charges against dozens of people. Nothing was done. There is no incentive to stop it. The mere fact that a lot of these individuals, these Antifa types or Black Bloc or whatever they are, show up with backpacks filled with hammers, gas masks, pepper spray, with intent. I mean, normal people don't show up with those things to a protest. Normal people don't walk down the street with those things in their back. It's easy enough to articulate that these people had a pre-planned motive to create a terrorist environment, to create terrorism. And yes, it is. But we coddle them and continually let them get away with it. And this is a prime example of that. Someone who causes $20,000. I mean, could you imagine if you were a liberal, left-leaning Democrat and your Tesla was vandalized and they catch the person? And then they find out the person's a government employee. And then you find out nothing's going to happen to them. Yeah, they're going to pay for your damage. But it's okay. Your insurance premiums are already going up because of the targeting of Teslas. The insurance companies know that Teslas are on the target list, just like there's higher insurance for high theft vehicles. So you're already paying higher insurance. Someone was going to pay for it regardless. And nothing happens to this individual. And you're supposed to go on your merry way. I don't know how a lot of you do it. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Got some coward on the text message line here. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times saying I'm slurring and they're going to have their state trooper friend follow me home. Have at it. Now that I have your phone number, the harassment suit would be great. So come on, have at it. Come down yourself. It's funny and must be sad going through life as a coward. But that happens. It happens. So did you see this judge in New Mexico who had his home raided by Homeland Security? Didn't know what was going on. Just had his home raided. It turned out that he took in some Tren de Aragua gang members to his home to live there. Federal agents from the Department of Homeland Security raided the magistrate judge's home. Didn't arrest him, but it turns out there is pictures of his gang member border, who was an illegal immigrant, and living with him, handling AR-15 rifles, even transferring the rifle back and forth to the magistrate judge. Pictures of him holding guns, committing other crimes on his social media, but yet this magisterial judge had him living in his home. The judge has since offered his resignation, has tendered his resignation, didn't offer it, it is done. He is a Democrat judge who served since 2011, and he made no mention of the arrests in his home in the resignation letter, which just came days later. Authorities also confiscated 4 firearms after obtaining search warrants in response to social media evidence on the individual's social media, which showed ties to Tren de Aguas, the ruthless Venezuelan prison gang. This has been kind of hitting the news. They've suppressed it a little bit. A spokesperson for New Mexico's administrative office of the courts explained that the state Supreme Court, Third Judicial Court, where Kano was based, did not receive his resignation until March 31st. Revelations about the alleged gangbanger living in Kano's residence were first made in court documents seeking to keep Ortega Lopez in detention. The story has since gained traction, including the Albuquerque Journal newspaper, Ortega Lopez began interacting with Kano's family a little over a year ago after helping the judge's wife install a glass door and doing other odd jobs for her. Now, mind you, this individual's got a tattoo on his cheek. He's got tattoos on his neck, gang tattoos on his neck. By April last year, he was booted from his apartment in El Paso that he shared with five others, which prompted Nancy Kano, the judge's wife, to offer him lodging in the casita of their home in Las Cruces, New Mexico. During his stay, Ortega Lopez seemingly began the bond with the judge's daughter, April Kano, who possessed a large number of firearms and let him hold on to some of them per court records. Ortega Lopez, who illegally entered the U.S. in 2023 but was released from U.S. Customs and Border Patrol facility due to overcrowding, admitted that he knew he wasn't allowed to possess firearms due to his status as an illegal immigrant. Well, you think the judge would know that? You think the judge would have his daughter know that? Doesn't appear so. He had climbed over a barbed wire fence near Eagle Pass, Texas, cop to illegally entering the U.S. per court documents. There are a bunch of pictures of him shooting automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons, and again, evidence of gang activity. Ortega was arrested alongside three other Venezuelan illegal migrants as part of the operation conducted by Homeland Security. Magistrate court judges are elective positions, and they will be on the ballot in 2026 to replace this individual. Oh, bad judgment, I guess. Now, the judge himself was not arrested. His daughter was, but the judge himself was not arrested, but did, because of this incident, tend his resignation, which I think we can all agree was the right thing to do. It's 5:30 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 5:36, 71 degrees on this Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. So Pennsylvania taxpayers, let me see here. There's a good breakdown of this. This is pretty interesting. 71% of Pennsylvania taxpayers are getting a refund. 71%. 22% owe taxes. 7% are neither. You broke even. Well, I guess it's good for you, 70%, 7%. So 71% people are getting a refund, 22 are paying taxes. And then you wonder how, now this is federal taxes, but for Pennsylvania residents. The average tax due, and here's what breaks. So 71% of people are getting tax refunds, getting money back.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
22 are paying. The average tax due, people paying taxes, that 22% is $5,832. The average tax refund people getting back this year is $2,990. 77% of people are getting money back, and only 22 are paying. And then you want to talk about paying your fair share? As far as income, total income, Pennsylvania total income between 2018 and 2022 increased 20.7%. Salary increased 20.6%, but your tax amount grew 24.5%. So even though your salary income went up 20.6%, your tax amount went up 24.5%. And that's just Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania, the total income went up greater in New Jersey. Total income in New York is $106,000. New Jersey, it's $110,000. Maryland, it's not, just about $100,000. And Virginia, it's just over $100,000. That's total income. Well, Pennsylvania, total income is at $88,318. So with the exception of West Virginia, where their total income is $66,000, and Ohio, which is $78,000, every other state bordering Pennsylvania, except for West Virginia and Ohio, has a higher income than us. Florida did pretty good with $102,000 income. Washington State, $112,000 in total income. And California, just about $110,000. Wyoming, $106,000. Now, if you go to counties, total income in counties, the average total income, Lackawanna County falls 28th out of 67. Total income is $71,000. Tax amount due is $11,817. Tax amount due, the average is what I said before, $513. Susquehanna County, now, the average salary, which is different than total income. Average salary is $59,000 in Lackawanna County. Total income is $71,000 in Lackawanna County. Susquehanna County, the total income is $91,372. I wonder if gas leases still make a dent there for that. It does not break that down because Scranton has a higher average salary of $59,000. Susquehanna has a $54,000, but Susquehanna County, which is eighth out of 67, has a total income of $91,372, which is only, like I said, it's eighth out of the 67 counties. Philadelphia, Chester County is number one, where total income is $150,000. Average salary is $118,000. Number two is Montgomery County. Total income is $140,000 with average salary of $108,000. Then you got Bucks County. After that, Philadelphia, Delaware County is fourth out of the counties. Then you go over to Pittsburgh, which is fifth, Washington County. Allegheny, seventh. And Butler County, sixth. The highest total income county in Northeast Pennsylvania is Susquehanna County. It falls eighth. Falls eighth. Total income of $91,372,000. So that's a breakdown of the counties here. What is this? Salaries and wages. We just went through that. Salary alone, Lackawanna County falls 28th. Luzerne County falls 41st out of 67. Pike County falls 20th. Montour County does pretty well, falls 12th. What industries in Montour County where they're doing so well? Average salary $79,493,000, which is above the Pennsylvania wage income. So interesting information coming here as far as tax liability. Pennsylvania total returns were $404.82 million. Total tax liability was $78.45 billion. Average per return, $16,271. Interesting information coming out of there. Tax rates, Susquehanna County has the highest tax rate in all of Pennsylvania. It's number one. Tax rate is 32.8%. Lackawanna County falls 20th, tax rate of 20%. Luzerne County falls 30th with 18.6%. And that's the tax liability per tax return as a percentage of total income before adjustments and deductions. So that's what that's based off of. It's 5:43 here at WILK. We'll be back. Time for the Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 44. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 72. Thursday, partly sunny, a high of 78. It's currently 71 degrees here at 5:43 at your official weather station, WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show as we start to wind things down on this Tuesday. So it turns out U.S. women are ditching the traditional ideas of marriage and instead choosing to live their best single lives. And the proof is in the data. According to a 2023 Pew Research Center study, almost half of U.S. women didn't view marriage as an important element to fulfilling life, as reported by the Wall Street Journal. The percentage of women looking for romance is a steep decline. According to a 2022 Pew survey, only 34% of the single gals were looking for a serious romantic relationship, which is down from 38% in a 2019 survey. Reportedly, almost 54% of women between the ages of 18 and 40 declared themselves as single, according to an analysis of census data by the Aspen Economic Strategy Group. Once upon a time, women would hide their singleness, ashamed not to be settled down with kids by a certain age, but nowadays women are celebrating it and even openly talking about it on social media, as they should be. Live your life, right? I don't think we can give enough credit to single women who are love being single, because there's still a whole childish cat lady trope out there, content creator Ann Kai said on a podcast clip posted to TikTok. You can enjoy life alone. You don't need somebody to bear witness to your joy to make it exist. The hundreds of comments on the video prove this phenomenon to be true. One commentator wrote, "Literally love being single. I move on my terms, no one else's. I'm afraid I like being single too much," chimed another person. "I love being single. I've learned so much being by myself," a commenter agreed. Well, listen, if you're following this specific person and it's on this subject, you are going to have an oversampling of single women, wouldn't you think? There's been a simple but profound shift in the dating space. Women are realizing that protecting their peace is their number one priority. Dating in a relationship expert stated in a viral video showing 103-year-old Betty Reed Soskin, the oldest serving park ranger, being interviewed for a supposed documentary. When asked what advice she would give to her younger self, Soskin replied, saying, "To never marry. I think that I could have done things that I have done without a man." As expected, many women took to the comment section to admire Soskin's candidness and share their own story of getting divorced, choosing to never marry. "When I got divorced, my life began," one comment read. 45, single and child-free. "I treasure this," someone else said. It's all about doing your own thing. I don't think there may be a shift. You know, this is from 2019 to 2023, these studies, the difference. I mean, you have to realize in between that was COVID. A lot of people leaned towards relationships during that time. A lot of people were alone, decided to spend their time by themselves during that time, find out who they are. I think it's a good thing for anyone to take time for yourself, to realize what you want and what you don't want. When I was doing a contract work down in Virginia, you know, I lived down there, had an apartment down there for the year. My wife would come down on weekends and, you know, stay when she could, but we were pretty much apart for a lot of that time. It's not something I wanted. It's not something she wanted. That's one of the things that brought me here to this job. because, you know, I gave that up. Very lucrative, very fulfilling career, but it just was not what I wanted. And at this time in our life, my wife wasn't about to come down there because she still works up here. So I chose to come back for peace of life, peace of mind. I'm at the stage now where my happiness drives anything else. And once something's not fun, once something's not happiness, I don't need to do it anymore. Move on to something else or don't do anything. It doesn't matter. You know, I was looking around my property today and saying it would be nice to have a little more time today to do things. Once that overrides anything else, well, then unfortunately, some of you are going to get your wish and have somebody else here. Some of you will miss me. Either way, life goes on for everybody. But I understand this shift, and there's no shame in wanting to be by yourself. I know plenty of friends who are by themselves, love it. Matter of fact, I have friends who travel the world on vacation by themselves, and it's their peace, it's their solitude. Now they document their trips on social media. It's fun to watch them going to different places, but they do their own thing. They're by themselves. There's no expectations. You don't have to work on anybody else's schedule. I get it. And some people might judge, well, that's a lonely existence, or that would be no fun. I disagree. It's not for us to judge what's fun or what's the proper existence for anyone. Do your thing. Don't want kids? That's fine. Want kids? That's great. Kids are a blessing. Kids are a beautiful thing. Grandkids are even another step, because once you get them all riled up, you hand them back. They have a blowout, something's wrong, you hand them back. Looking forward to that stage now, currently. Spending more time doing that. But independence is a great thing for anyone. And just because you're independent doesn't mean you have to give up having a partner. Just because you're independent and have your own life doesn't mean you have to give up the things that you want in life. We've become too common to put people in boxes. You know, we want everything in our little files. Everything should fit in its little place. It's not how life is. It's not how it should be. It's meant to be adventure. It's meant to do your own thing. We're meant to walk our own paths. We're meant to do whatever the hell we want to do, right? Within reason. Within reason. I don't see any issue with this trend. We're in different times now. People are more financially secure. They can do these things. You know, a lot of times, things were just expected. And that was generational. You know, grandparents, parents expected their daughters to marry and find somebody with a good job to where they could do these certain things. Now, no, we're kind of way past that. And I think, you know, we write these surveys and we write these articles and these stories based on how we used to see things. So, no issues. I think it's great that people live in their own lives, enjoying being single, doing what they want to do. And if it happens to fall in love and want to spend more time with someone or live with someone, married, not married, common law, not common law, roommates, does it really matter? It's no one's business. It's their business. Maybe they just haven't found the right person. And, you know, a lot of people search for that right person, and in that journey, pick so many wrong people because they're on that search. Wasn't searching for my wife when I met her. She wasn't searching for me. It just happened. That happens for a lot of people. But I think this is a good transition as we grow as a country, as we grow as a people, as we grow as individuals. The more independence, the more you can do your own thing, I'm all for it. It's 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back to close out the show in just a minute. Well, that's for us today. That's it for us today here at WILK News Radio, the Rob O'Donnell Show. We'll be back tomorrow from 3 to 6. I did see a stat coming up that the Trump administration's mass deportation raids have resulted in a 655% spike in arrests of terrorists roaming the U.S., including one of India's most wanted. I did see that story, but a 655% spike in the arrest of terrorists roaming the U.S., and they want to keep them here. God bless. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.